This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Votes cast for former President Donald Trump will count in Colorado's presidential primary tomorrow. That's a result of today's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Colorado's decision to disqualify Trump. The justices ruled unanimously that states cannot apply the Constitution's disqualification clause to federal candidates. Denver appellate lawyer Christopher Jackson says the outcome wasn't surprising based on the skepticism the justices showed during oral arguments.
The court, it went a little farther, arguably, than it had to, and I think that was because the court as a whole wanted to settle this issue and to make it clear going forward, Congress is the one that has to act for federal office holders, and they've got to pass legislation to do it.
The U.S. Constitution bars former office holders who have participated in an insurrection from being reelected. But this ruling means only Congress can decide if that applies to federal office holders, including the president. Colorado's recently introduced wolves have expanded their range across the state. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife updated its map based on GPS collar data. It shows each watershed the state's known wolves have visited in the last month. That includes 10 wolves the state introduced in December, plus two others that migrated on their own. The new information indicates a pair of wolves bolted from western Rout County into eastern Moffat County, in the state's far northwest corner. That's a region deeply opposed to wolf restoration. The Wildlife Agency says it'll continue to work with ranchers to protect livestock. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Several colleges in Colorado have extended the deadline by which students must confirm their enrollment. It's been moved to June, though it's typically May 1st. The move is because of glitches after the federal government switched to a new financial aid form. Colleges can't begin processing financial aid as soon as they usually do. This is CPR News and KRCC.